This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. That's the scene inside of State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, ahead of today's memorial for Charlie Kirk, with tens of thousands expected to attend, capped off by President Trump. He'll pay tribute to the slain conservative activist. Before leaving the White House, the president was asked about his criticism of Attorney General Pam Bondi for not bringing criminal charges against his political opponents. The president said Bondi's doing a great job, but Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut tells ABC's This Week,
it is unconstitutional and deeply immoral for the president to jail or to silence his political enemies. And it will come back and boomerang on conservatives and Republicans at some point if this becomes the norm.
The UK, Canada, and Australia join the list of countries recognizing a Palestinian state, saying they're doing so to preserve the possibility of a two-state solution. The war in Gaza is expected to be a major topic of this week's UN General Assembly. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
For Civic Media News, I'm Sholly Pittman. The city of Racine has released public records on Microsoft's hyperscale data center in Mount Pleasant. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
The documents were released following a lawsuit against the city for failing to provide information about water usage estimates for the facility. Environmental nonprofit Milwaukee Riverkeeper filed a request in February seeking information on water use at the Microsoft data center. The city records release showed it will require an estimated 8.4 million gallons of water each year. Michael Greif is with Midwest Environmental Advocates, who filed the lawsuit. He says the city failed to respond for more than 200 days and then claimed the information was confidential.
That's 6 months in which the public was deprived of that information, which prevents them from being able to assess the impacts of this project on their community or their pocketbook or on the local environment.
Racine officials say they delayed releasing the information until they determined if it violated contractual agreements. Water for the data center will come from Lake Michigan and will be supplied by the Racine Water Utility under an agreement with the Village of Mount Pleasant. Supporters of the data centers say they create jobs, grow communities, and advance local manufacturing sectors. The lawsuit challenged the common practice of tech companies like Microsoft of requiring non-disclosure agreements with local governments, which can often conflict with freedom of information laws. The Microsoft Center is being built on the former Foxconn site in Mount Pleasant, which was farmland until recently. Greif says similar data centers with facilities exceeding 1,000 acres in size are being proposed across the state, including a $4 billion extension to the Microsoft data center in Mount Pleasant, just announced this week. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
The Badgers self-destruct. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports College Football. The Wisconsin Badgers lost at home yesterday to the Maryland Terrapins, 27-10. The Badgers had a pass intercepted, then a punt attempt blocked. Maryland also blocked a field goal and racked up half a dozen quarterback sacks. The oddsmakers had Wisconsin 10.5-point favorites on this one. Head coach Luke Fickell.
That's a really difficult one, and we did not play well today, and I'm the first one to start with that. I can't get a punt blocked and expect that you're going to be able to create and generate the momentum that you need to in complementary football, and I think it kind of starts right there.
Baseball, Bryce Durang with a clutch RBI single, top of the 10th, to lead the Brewers to a 3-2 victory over the Cardinals last night in St. Louis.
The Durang at bat, that two-strike slider that he took after being called out in the game twice on really marginal pitches. That's like, it gave me chills.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. The magic number now 1 with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 1490 WLCX.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Look for a mostly cloudy sky on this Sunday. One or two showers or storms in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s and a southwest breeze. Showers and storms for the overnight with lows in the upper 50s. Rain chances on Monday, highs in the mid-70s. Right now, it's 67.
More fiber and laxatives, eh?
Who are you?
I'm Future You. Future me?
Constipation with belly pain still coming back? Our doctor figured it out. It's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. And Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we get to know one candidate for Secretary of State, another for the state Senate District number 17. All coming up. Join us.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Back we are, the music of the star on the Civic Media Radio Network. Civic Media Network all over the world. CivicMedia.us and a place to get podcasts on the music of the star. Our archives are there. Click it in, look for shows. Rondell Noon Central. Well, looky here, it's almost, ouch, October. October means all month long. I'm your host, Lou Regani, and you're the best audience anywhere because you get it.
I'm in the mood for this October. I found an end in summer, man. And that's why I'm in the mood for this October. I plan to love him all I can.
What is more exciting than the crisp, brisk weather in the fall?
It's especially delighting when you got a guy so handsome and so tall. And that's why I'm in the mood for this October. I found an end in summer, man.
You can talk about Maytime and a spring romance,
but even the snowy white December doesn't have a chance.
'Cause I am in the mood for this October.
I caught him in the autumn.
Julie Lund and hubby Bob Trupro then. Arthur Godfrey. Yeah, that Arthur.
October and it's getting chilly. But need you worry? Don't be silly. You'll get warm at the football game. There's a cheerleader there. Jeanette's her name.
In the fall of the year, there's a call you can hear.
Are you gonna go to the football game?
We're gonna go to the football game.
Oh, what a spirit. The whole town can hear it.
We're gonna go to the football game.
Let's all go to the football game. Go into the football game.
Everybody give a shout. Hear the voices ringing out. Give a cheer, give a cheer, give a cheer. If you really want to win, raise your head up and begin. Give a cheer, give a cheer, give a cheer. When you wake up with the sun, have a smile for everyone. You'll find it's lots of fun when you say, never let your spirits dive. Gee, it's great to be alive. Give a cheer, give a cheer, give a cheer, 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 cheer. Love is like the football game, in fact. They're very much the same. Yes, love is like a football game. You meet a guy, he makes a forward pass.
Love is like a football game.
He starts to pet, he's got his signal set.
Love is like a football game. At 20 yards,
his hand is on your shoulder.
30 yards.
And now he's getting bolder.
40 yards.
He's got you in a huddle.
50 yards.
And you're about to fumble.
60, 70, 80, 90. Touchdown.
Love is like a football game. Everybody start to shout. Hear the voices ringing out. Give a cheer, give a cheer, give a cheer. If you really want to win, raise your head up and begin. Give a cheer, give a cheer, give a cheer. When you wake up with the sun, have a smile for everyone. You'll find it's lots of fun when you try. Never let your spirits dive. Gee, it's great to be alive. Give a cheer. Give a cheer.
It was back last October, I believe it was. We was going to hold a tent service off at this college town. And we got there about dinner time on Saturday. And different ones of us thought that we ought to get us a mouthful to eat before that we set up the tent. And so we got off of the truck and followed this little bunch of people through this small little bitty patch of woods there. And we come up on a big sign. It says, get something to eat here. And I went up and got me two hot dogs and a big orange drink. And before that I could take every mouthful of that food, this whole raft of people come up around me and got me to where I couldn't eat nothing, up like, and I dropped my big orange drink. I did. Well, friends, they commence to move, and they want so much that I could do but move with them. Well, we commence to go through all kinds of doors and gates and I don't know what all. And I looked up over one of them and it says North Gate. And we kept on going through there and pretty soon we come up on a young boy. And he says, ticket, please. And I says, friend, I don't have a ticket. I don't even know where it is that I'm going. I did. Well, he says, come out as quick as you can. And I says, I'll do her. I'll turn right around the first chance I get. Well, we kept on a-moving through there, And pretty soon, everybody got where it was that they was a-going, because they parted, and I could see pretty good. I could. And what I seen was this whole raft of people a-setting on these two banks and a-looking at one another across this pretty little green cow pasture. Well, they was. And somebody had tuck and drawed white lines all over it and drove posties in it and I don't know what all. And I looked down there and I seen five or six convicts a-running up and down and a-blowing whistles. They was. And then I looked down there and I seen these pretty girls a-wearing these little bitty short dresses and a-dancing around. And so I sat down and thought I'd see what it was that was going to happen. I did. And about the time I got set down good, I looked down there and I seen 30 or 40 men come running out of one end of a great big outhouse down there. They did. And everybody where I was a-setting got up and hollered. And about that time, 30 or 40 come running out of the other end of that outhouse and the other bank full, they got up and hollered. And I asked this fellow that was besetting beside of me, I says, "Friend, what is it that they're a-hollering for?" Well, he whopped me on the back and he says, "Buddy, have a drink." Well, I says, "I believe I will have another big orange." And I got it and sat back down. And when I got down there again, I seen that them men had got in two little bitty bunches down there. They had rail close together. And they voted. They did. They voted and elected one man apiece. And them two men come out in the middle of that cow pasture and shook hands like they hadn't seen one another in a long time. And then a convict come over to where they was a-standing, and he took out a quarter, and they commenced to odd man right there.
We want a touchdown. He's on the 50, the 40, the 30, the 20, 15, 10, 5.
Gotta be a football hero to get along with the beautiful girls. You gotta be a touchdown getter, you bet. If you wanna get a baby to bet, the fact that you are rich or handsome won't get you anything in girls. You gotta be a football hero to get along with the beautiful girls.
After a while, I seen what it was that there's odd man in for. It was that both bunches full of them men wanted this funny-looking little pumpkin to play with. They did, and I know, friends, that they couldn't eat it because they kicked it the whole evening and it never busted. But anyhow, what I was a-telling was that both bunches full wanted that thing. And one bunch got it, and it made the other bunch just as mad as they could be. And, friends, I seen that evening the awfulest fight that I have ever seen in my life. I did.
They would run at one another and kick one another and throw one another down and stomp on one another and grind their feet in one another and I don't know what all. And just as fast as one of them would get hurt, they'd tote him off and run another number.
Well, they'd done that as long as I sat there. But pretty soon, this boy that had said, "Ticket, please," he come up to me and he says, "Friends, you're going to have to leave because it is that you don't have a ticket." And I says, "Well, all right." And I got up and left. And I don't know, friends, to this day, what it was that there's a doing down there, but I have studied about it. And I think that it's some kindly of a contest where they see which bunchful of them men can take that pumpkin and run from one end of that cow pasture to the oven without either getting knocked down or stepping in something.
College football opened this weekend, and in keeping with this great event, we've asked that star sportscaster, Cliff Les Hotley, come in and tell you about one of the most dramatic gridiron plays in the entire nation.
Thank you. Cliff Les Hotley speaking from deep down below the great concrete memorial stadium of State University at University City in the dressing room of the great state team, the Bearcat Panther Tigers. And here with me is a man with a real story, Francis Butch Charmley, a man with a real story. Tell me, Francis Butch Charmley, last Friday night was the big day for you when you suited up and went out there with those two-fisted Bearcat Panther Tigers to play right wing back on the offense against your opponents, the Varmint Timberwolves, on your first time out as a varsity man. When the score was tied 48-48 with less than a minute to play, it was the fourth down and you were sent downfield in the shadow of the goalpost to catch a long, looping pass from that great left-handed quarterback, Gellish Mortenkainen. Tell me, how did you feel?
All right.
And when that ball went sailing through the air in a long, looping pass and there was less than a minute to play and it was fourth down and the score was tied 48-48 and this was your first time out, suited up as you were as a varsity regular, what thoughts were racing through your mind, Francis Butch Charmley?
None.
None, ladies and gentlemen. But that isn't all of your story, Francis Butch Charmley. No, indeed. There's a story behind the reason that this was the first time you were suited up to play varsity regular. There was that long time you were on probation, not allowed to suit up. You were not allowed to play with the other boys, and your amateur standing was questioned because Ned Cronin, a professional sports writer, bought you a banana milkshake. And who was it? Who was it, Francis Butch Charmley, that would not let you go to the Olympics to compete in the hop, skip, and jump when you'd set a record in Skowhegan? Who was that man?
Avery Brundage.
Avery Brundage. Think of that, ladies and gentlemen, and today that cloud has passed over, and at last you were able to suit up with the varsity. Tell us, Francis Butch Charmley, you seem more mature than some of the other fellows on the team. Just how old are you?
At 58.
Yes, after waiting 39 years to suit up with the varsity, and with less than 1 minute to play, and it's fourth down and the score tied 48-48, and that great left-handed quarterback, Gellish Mortenkainen, threw a long, looping pass to you in the shadow of the goalpost. How did you feel when you dropped it?
Disappointed.
Stan Freberg. Before that, Andy Griffith. And here's Francis Albert. Joe Raposo wrote this.
I know there were 100 ways to tell her I loved her. It's funny how they're all so clear today. And when her face was burning with sadness and yearning, I don't know why I turned my eyes away, but it's so easy looking at the game the morning after, adding up the kisses and the laughter, knowing how you would play it if the chance to play it over ever came. Monday morning quarterback never lost a game. The room was so alive with all her feelings and longings. I saw the spark of danger in her eyes. Well, how would it have hurt me if I'd turned back and held her? A moment passes, something lovely dies, but it's so easy looking at the game the morning after, adding up the kisses and the laughter, knowing how you'd play it if the chance to play it over ever came. But then a Monday morning quarterback never lost a game.
With Francis Aldrin, the year 1981. Here's Ben Mankiewicz.
This is the TCM premiere of Brian's Song. It's a heartbreaking drama that follows the friendship of two rookie football players with the Chicago Bears in 1965.
See, we lost our audio. One second, I'm going to rewind this. You should really hear this tune. Great stuff from the world of television when TV was. I say was because now everything's internet, isn't it? Including some good movies. Ben Mankiewicz, one more time.
Of the civil rights movement. Sayers was black, Piccolo white.
There we go.
They became the first integrated roommates in the National Football League. Remember that the NFL, which had a few black players in its early days, largely banned black players after 1933. Pro football didn't integrate until 1946, when four players signed, two with the Cleveland Browns in a rival league, and two signed in the NFL with the Los Angeles Rams. The two Rams players had been teammates at UCLA 7 years earlier, Kenny Washington and Woody Strode. As many TCM fans know, Woody Strode became an actor, part of John Ford's stock company. Back to Brian's Song. This is a film about football players, but it's not really a sports movie. It's about love and friendship and the cruel randomness of fate. Brian's Song is based on a section of Sayers' 1970 autobiography, I Am Third. Sayers shared writing credit with Al Silverman on the book and with William Blinn on the screenplay. Sayers wanted to play himself in the film, but conflicts between the shooting schedule and his day job as one of the best players in the NFL made that impractical. The role went to Billy Dee Williams. Ryan Piccolo was played by James Caan, who liked the script so much he agreed to make it even though his big screen career was taken off at that time. The cast includes Jack Warden as Bears coach George Halas, Shelley Fabre as Joy Piccolo, Judy Pace as Linda Sayers. Filming took place at the Bears training camp in Rensselaer, Indiana, on the campus of St. Joseph's College. From 1971, directed by Buzz Kulick, this is Brian's Song.
Peter Nero at the keyboard. Tony Bennett, next up. Once again, the Bergmans, Michel Legrand.
If the hands of time were hands that I could hold, I'd keep them warm, and in my hands they'd not turn cold. Hand in hand we'd choose the moments that should last, the lovely moments that should have no future and no past, the summer from the top of a swing, the comfort in the sound of a lullaby, the innocence of leaves in the spring. But most of all, the moment when love first touched me. All the happy days would never learn to fly. Time would choose to wait.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, you say so. Hmm.
Died of cancer at the age of 26. He left a wife and three daughters. He also left a great many loving friends who miss him and think of him often. But when they think of him, it's not how he died that they remember, but rather how he lived, how he did live.
You're born, you weep, you smile, you sleep, you cling, you crawl, you stand, you fall, you stand again and try, and then you walk. You eat, you drink, you feel, you think, you play, you grow, you learn, you know, and then one day find a way to talk. You're young, you fly, you laugh, you cry, you're grown, you're on your own at last. You lose, you win, your days begin to slip away too fast, too fast. Too soon you'll hear a distant drum, too soon time to go will come, and time won't wait. Is it too late to ask? Did I ever love? Did I ever give? Did I ever really live?
By giving me this award. But I say to you here now, Brian Piccolo is the man of courage who should receive the George S. Halas Award. It's mine tonight. Brian Piccolo's tomorrow. I love Brian Piccolo. And I'd like all of you to love him too. And tonight, hit your knees. Please ask God to love him.
Here's a song that I'd like to dedicate to our favorite couple in show business, Betty Fisher and Buddy Hackett. This actually is a very unusual song in the respect that it was written by Alan Sherman, another comedian, and it comes from a show that he's preparing this fall, and it's unusual, and may I ask you please to pay attention to the lyric of this song, as it literally takes you from the beginning of life to almost the very brink of existence, and well, the song speaks for itself. You're born, you weep, you smile, you sleep, you cling, you crawl, you stand, you fall, you stand again, and try, and then you walk, you eat, you drink, you feel, you think. You play, you grow, you learn, you know. And then one day, you find a way to talk. You're young, you fly, you laugh, you cry. You're grown, you're on your own at last. You lose, you win, your days begin to slip away. Too fast, too fast, too soon, you'll hear a distant drum, too soon. The time to go will come, but time won't wait. Is it too late to ask? Did I ever love? Did I ever give? Did I
set a ratings record on its first broadcast as the most watched TV movie of all time. Its Nielsen rating was 32.9. Basically, that means a third of all American households were tuned in. Picked up 11 Emmy nominations, including both James Caan and Billy Dee Williams as Best Actor. It won the Emmy as Outstanding Single Program, Drama or Comedy. Buzz Kulik won the DGA Award for his directing. Rare for a television movie, Michel Legrand's score was a surprise hit and considered an essential part of the film's success. Brian's song had a theatrical release in Europe. It was briefly released in some theaters in the U.S., and it's still considered one of the finest TV movies ever made. Though Gale Sayers became a Hall of Famer, the real football player in the cast was James Caan. Unlike Billy Dee Williams, Caan played in high school, then went on to play at Michigan State. But Caan was pretty small, and after his freshman year, he headed back east to Hofstra, where he hung up his cleats and found a new passion, acting.
If the hands of time were hands that I could hold. I'd keep them warm and in my hands they'd not turn cold. Hand in hand we'd choose the moments that should last, the lovely moments that should have no future and no past. December from the top of a swing, the comfort and the sound of a lullaby, the innocence of leaves in the spring, but most of all the moment when love first touched me. All the happy days would never learn to fly until the hands of time would choose to wave goodbye. In the spring, and most of all the moment when love first touched me. All the happy days would never learn to fly until the hands of time would choose to wave.
That you remember, chances are, is written by Michelle LeGrand.
Time was when we had fun on the schoolyard swings, when we exchanged graduation rings one lovely yesterday. Time was when we wrote love in the sand, or lingered over our coffee and dreaming the time away.
Picnics and hay rides and midwinter sleigh rides and never apart. Hikes in the country, and there's more than one tree on which I've a place in your heart.
Darling, every tomorrow will be complete if all our moments are half as sweet as all our time was there.
Next week, we're back with the music of the stars from Seminole High Noon, Central Time.
Darling, every tomorrow will be complete if all our moments are half as sweet. All our time was there, as all our time was.
See if you can fire up that old phonograph in the basement. Get those old records out. You might find gold. Truth of it is, it's time to hang it up again. I look forward to Sundays with you. You're my favorite audience. Because you get it. The music of the stars. I'm Lou Vergani.
I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day has flown, and through the lonely night I'm not alone. And when people care as you and I, there's no sadness in the word goodbye, because you're always in my heart, my friends. Wherever you may be, you are never far away from me.
Good night.
Never far away from me.
sadness in the world.
Thank you for being here. I mean it. It's a delight working for Civic Media and for people who like this kind of music archive. I'll say farewell for now. Next week, yet another program with the music of the stars. And until then, keep your dreams alive and reach for the stars.
You're always in my heart, my love. Here on civicmedia.us. Click into the link of civicmedia.us and then scroll down for shows, and there we are, the music of the star. Archive for years, and thank you for being here. We're here from 7 till high noon Central, and all over the world, civicmedia.us.
Is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Thousands of people are arriving at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona for the memorial service for the political commentator Charlie Kirk, responding to Attorney General Pam Bondi saying the Justice Department will crack down on what she called hate speech. The Supreme Court has ruled it's unconstitutional for government to target people because of what they say, says Senator Chris Murphy, Connecticut Democrat, on ABC's This Week, saying of past presidents,
they use the power of persuasion to try to get them to change what they say. That's very different than using the power of government in a coercive way. That's actually illegal.
Many flights from European airports today are canceled as they're trying to deal with a cyber attack targeting self-check-in services. for airlines. NATO sending a warning to Russia's Vladimir Putin, UK fighter jets flying over Poland in a NATO air defense mission, a direct response to Russian drones crossing into Polish airspace. This is ABC News.